Okay, the subject for today is homosexuality, and as we all know, the Bible clearly states that homosexuality is not okay. It's not okay. And what it's basically all about, it's our children. Because if everyone was gay, like some people want us to be, then you couldn't have any kids at all. There would be any, no, who would work in the factories and make the food and like put together all these things that you use? No one. The concept of homosexuality was kind of invented by Hollywood in 1928, I think. There's a movie called The Cameraman, where they kind of launched this idea. And I like some of the movies from Hollywood. Don't get me wrong, I'm not boring. I kind of like some of the movies. But why did they always want to make these bad things look cool? It's not okay. You should make the good things look cool. Like, yeah, like basically like praising the Lord. It's kind of the only thing that is good. Why are they not making movies about that? Only. That should make... It makes much more sense to me. And like, if I was gay, I would never admit that on YouTube. I mean, I would never be gay because I would never choose that lifestyle because I know it's wrong and it leads to pain and suffering for the world. But like, people don't... They seem to think that, oh, now it's so good, I should be gay because then I can be president. No, you should not be gay. It's bad. You should be heterosexual. It's like the same with Jesus. He would like, when people came up with him and said like, could you please heal me? He would say like, are you homosexual or not? And most of them, of course, were not homosexual because it had not even existed yet. But he was like, okay, if you're not, you can go to the other guys like Muhammad and these guys because they don't care. They don't have any morals. But I do have morals. I will say no to them. It's not my problem then, because you disobey the rule. The rule, you can't be gay. I don't see why people have, it's so hard to some people to understand. It's a simple rule, don't be gay. Okay?
There's a storm gathering.
The clouds are dark and the winds are strong.
And I am afraid.
Some who advocate for same-sex marriage have taken the issue far beyond same-sex couples.
They want to bring the issue into my life.
My freedom will be taken away.
I'm a California doctor who must choose between my faith and my job.
I'm part of a New Jersey church group punished by the government because we can't support same-sex marriage.
I'm a Massachusetts parent helplessly watching public schools teach my son that gay marriage is okay.
But some who advocate for same-sex marriage have not been content with same-sex couples living as they wish.
Those advocates want to change the way I live.
I will have no choice.
The storm is coming.
But we have hope. A rainbow coalition of people of every creed and color are coming together in love to protect marriage. Visit nationformarriage.org. Join us. Join us. Join us. Join us.
The topic is gay marriage. Well, in my opinion and my view on it is that it should be completely outlawed. It should be illegal. I mean, pretty much, in my opinion, I don't think being gay is right. Because, take the state of Texas for an example. They don't allow gay marriage. I don't even know if they allow sodomy. And do you see what it's like there? It's a beautiful place. People there, low crime rates, low... bad education rates. Everybody there's like, I know people say they're hillbillies, but they're very smart people. I've been to Texas and it's a cool place. So yeah. And another reason why gay marriage is wrong is because in the Bible, you should read Leviticus, okay? That'll explain everything you need to know about gay marriage and being gay. And God said it's wrong, and in my opinion, that means it's wrong. People shouldn't distort God's word and not follow his word. So, and all you gays out there and all you lesbian people, you need to seriously maybe think about what you're doing, how you're sinning, and maybe try and stop it. It's not a joke. It's not funny. Being gay is a serious sin, or in God's eyes, it's a crime. So, stop it.
I think 100% of outsiders should view the church as anti-homosexuality. I mean, really. The Bible is so clear. It's not us that they should be mad at. Get mad at the Word of God. You know, really, at the end of the day, they're kicking against God. You know, homosexuality is an abomination. Now, we need to have compassion for people who are bound by that sin. And it is a sin. Call a spade a spade. You're not going to help anybody by sugarcoating the sin. No, you've got to leave them with the weight of the guilt and the shame, even if it makes them hate you temporarily. I've had many people hate me temporarily and get saved a month later and thank me for holding the line. You know, people need to know the Word of God. It's the truth that sets you free. You can't make it what you want it to be just so you'll have the approval of man. Just because things are going well in the conversation doesn't mean you're obeying God, okay? And I'm not saying let's pick a fight either. You know, God can do it through a gracious, loving way. He can also do it by cracking a whip. He did both in the scripture, and we have to make sure that we're really following him in the moment the best we can. A lot of Christians don't even believe really in their heart of hearts that homosexuals can be saved. Some of them don't believe they need to be saved. You got the opposite ends of the pendulum swing there, and both of those are wrong. We need to be in plumb line with the Word of God. No, homosexuality is an abomination. It's a sin that God will damn. If they stay in that sin, they will be damned to hell, and rightly so, because they need to be quarantined, because they'll continue in their rebellion, and they'll try to bring that gangrene into heaven. God's not having it, okay? He gives everyone a free will, but ultimately there is a day of reckoning. But does God want to redeem? Yes. Does God want to save? Yes. Does God want to deliver? Yes. Does God love homosexuals? Yes. Especially in this generation, and I'll tell you why. Because God is a father to the fatherless. And that's a promise I always pray over the homosexual community. So many men who are lost in homosexuality, and I say lost because they are straight up lost. They hadn't had fathers in the household, or they were abused sexually by a father or an uncle or some man. There's many other reasons, but a lot of it has to do with being fatherless. We need to call it what it is. Homosexuality is one of the worst forms of depravity. It's a tragic sin. When the Lord showed me the weight of homosexuality at one season in my life, I saw myself outside of myself, in a cage, locked away from my identity forever. And I was trying to reach, and I could almost reach it, but I could never grab it, ever. And forevermore, I would be damned into this torment of never reaching who I was supposed to be. It's the most wicked sin. It's so deceptive because there's pleasure in sin. And I even was pleasured by homosexual sex. But ecstasy felt good too. Heroin feels great to heroin addicts. Just because something feels good doesn't mean it's good. And the Bible tells you that there's a pleasure in sin, but the end of that road is destruction. Look, nature even tells you, you know, a man's seed is not meant to eat crap and die. Okay, let's just be really blunt and graphic for a second. Creation declares his glory. God didn't want that to go in that direction. That's the most filthy way for the sperm to go. It's literally filthy. It's disgusting. It's even dangerous. It's so dirty that it causes diseases and it can harm you physically. It's not what God intended. It's so obvious. It's so clear.
A proposal by some state lawmakers is already under fire even before the legislative session begins. It has to do with homosexuality. They're considering making a change in the law to allow students to speak out against homosexuality if that's what their religious beliefs call for.
The proposal would alter the state's anti-bullying laws to allow students to speak their religious and political views against homosexuality without punishment. The bill is a top priority for the conservative Family Action Council.
We called the Family Action Council of Tennessee for comment, and they did not return our calls.
Well, for one thing, you have to look at the fact that very few homosexuals actually would get married. Evidence from Europe and other countries which recognize same-sex unions find that maybe 1 to 5% of gays actually get married. So it's a very small percentage. So you're not looking at very many people to begin with. So I think there exaggerating significantly any economic benefit. But beyond that, I think, frankly, a better analogy would be the mortgage crisis we're facing, where we put in place subprime loans, thinking it was going to be a great boon to the economy. Well, there is a big bust, and the government's been paying the consequences. Well, I think the same thing with marriage. Basically, we've got a crisis now with divorce, but now we're going to be adding into it counterfeit marriages, same-sex marriages. And the problem with that is it dilutes the currency, the value of marriage, such that I think you're going to have more family breakdown and problems resulting from that. We're already seeing that, and frankly, I think it's going to be exacerbated by redefining marriage to include same-sex couples.
I'm definitely not gay-friendly. If you envision and think just what it is homosexuals do, if it doesn't make you sick, then you're just as sick as they are.
And the queer is the happiest, and the queer is the funniest, and the queer is the smartest, and the queer has the most friends.
A gay couple out of Gibson County says when they showed up for church services, they were given anything but a warm welcome. In fact, they say they were physically assaulted by top church leaders.
Kelly, Jerry Pittman Jr. says what's even more disturbing is to him is that the attack was prompted by the pastor of the church, Jerry Pittman Sr., his father.
All of a sudden, I hear someone yell, "Sick 'em."
That's how Jerry Pittman Jr. and his partner, Dustin Lee, say they were greeted when they arrived at the Grace Fellowship Church last Wednesday night.
My uncle and two other deacons came over to the car per my dad's request, and my uncle smashed me in the door as the other deacon knocked my boyfriend back.
Pittman says that deacon punched Lee in the face and chest, while another reached through the car window, hitting Pittman in the neck and back. He says the deacons were yelling homosexual slurs throughout the attack.
There's probably about 20 people or more out in front of the church. No one helped. No one called the police.
Pittman says once officers arrived, the deacons continued the offensive slurs, the deputies, he says, doing nothing to stop them.
The deputy should not have allowed it if he did, and I don't know that because I haven't seen or heard anybody say that.
Pittman says while at the church, the officers only talked to his father, the pastor, and would not take a statement or allow the couple to press charges. Pastor Pittman's attorney contacted us by phone and said he had no comment.
Now, Sheriff Arnold says Pastor Pittman and his wife are in the midst of a divorce, which could have led or prompted some of the hostility.
I believe that marriage was defined by God a long time ago. Marriage is almost as old as dirt, and it was defined in the garden between Adam and Eve, one man, one woman, for life, till death do you part. So I would never attempt to try to redefine marriage, and I don't think anyone else should either. So do I support the idea of gay marriage? No, I don't.
Do you think homosexuality is a sin?
I think that it's unnatural. I think that it's detrimental and ultimately destructive to so many of the foundations of civilization.
I think we need to remember the term sodomy came from a town that was known as Sodom, and Sodom was destroyed by God Almighty, and the thing that they practiced was homosexual activity, and even they tried to rape angels who came down there, so that's the kind of people they were. But beyond that, Jesus didn't, when he spoke of Sodom, he didn't say anything about the homosexuality. He talked about just the fact that business was as usual until God decided to just destroy it. And he sent an angel down there, and he said to Lot and his family, "Get out now, because I'm going to destroy this whole area." So that's where sodomy came from. We use the term sodomy, and it means Sodom. And what's it like? Well, we're heading that way as a nation. And in history, there's never been a civilization ever in history that has embraced homosexuality and turned away from traditional fidelity, traditional marriage, traditional child rearing, and has survived. There isn't one single civilization that has survived that openly embraced homosexuality. So you say, what's going to happen to America? Well, if history's any guide, the same thing's going to happen to us. It's not a pretty world we live in right now, and we need all of God's help we can get. And I don't think we're exactly setting ourselves up for His favor.
In 2010, when I was deployed to Iraq, I had to lie about who I was because I'm a gay soldier, and I didn't want to lose my job. My question is, under one of your presidencies, do you intend to circumvent the progress that's been made for gay and lesbian soldiers in the military?
Yeah, I would say any type of sexual activity has absolutely no place in the military, and the fact that they're making a point to include it as a provision within the military that we are going to recognize a group of people and give them a special privilege to DONA and removing DONA as don't tell, I think tries to inject social policy into the military, and the military's job is to do one thing, and that is to defend our country. We need to give the military, which is all volunteer, the ability to do so in a way that is most efficient in protecting our men and women in uniform, and I believe this undermines that ability.
But there is a movement afoot targeting your children and your grandchildren to undermine the moral foundation of America. Bit by bit, the radical homosexual agenda is advancing, dulling our sense of righteousness and undermining the American family.
The homosexual agenda is the moral iceberg that we need to steer clear of.
This is one of those icebergs that if we don't navigate around them correctly, will take us under.
Many people think we're able to endure it, just like the Titanic thought that it could handle the icebergs.
But in point of fact, we've already hit the iceberg and the ship is already going down.
We're taking on water. The only question is whether or not we're going to be able to survive and the ship won't sink.
This is the biggest threat, I believe, in our lifetime to religious freedom and the fundamental values that we share here in America. Anything that opposes the affirmation of the homosexual and transsexual lifestyle ultimately is going to be criminalized and targeted for assault.
Our freedoms of religion, freedoms of conscience get taken away, our ability to adequately train and teach our children gets taken away, and even the very meaning of marriage gets further destroyed and decayed. So this matters to all of us. And if we think it doesn't matter, we are deceiving ourselves.
There's just a couple steps before the military could be used in a persecution of those that are viewed as enemies of the new state belief system.
An Ohio high school student waited in a classroom to attack a 15-year-old gay classmate, beating him repeatedly in a vicious assault captured by a bystander on a cell phone. A gay student who did not want to be identified said nobody did anything.
49-year-old Jack Price is in a medically induced coma in a New York hospital after being severely beaten.
This man would not hurt a soul. He's 5'6" and 130 pounds.
Police say two attackers yelled anti-gay slurs before they assaulted him early Friday outside of Queens Deli.
Both his lungs are collapsed. He has all his ribs broken. His spleen had its surgery, and he had to get a metal plate put in his jaw.
It was at this White Castle on Bay Street in Staten Island's Stapleton section that Richard and Luis Vieira, a gay couple, were brutally attacked earlier this month. Thursday night, it was the scene of a vigil, recognizing all the victims in a recent string of suspected bias attacks on the island.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Roland Smith in the UPN 9 News studio. It is a sad and tragic day for America.
Indeed it is. I'm Brenda Blackman. The United Nations was hit by a series of terrorist attacks this morning, which left the World Trade Center destroyed and Washington under siege. The attacks began at 8:45 when a jetliner crashed into the World Trade Center. A second plane crashed into the Twin Towers about 15 minutes later. The crashes left fiery, gaping holes in the 110-story building.
Jerry, that's my feeling. I think we've just seen the antechamber to terror. We haven't even begun to see what they can do to the major population.
The ACLU has got to take a lot of blame for this.
Oh, yeah.
And I know I'll hear from them for this, but throwing God off successfully with the help of the federal court system, throwing God out of the public square, out of the schools, the abortionists have got to bear some burden for this because God will not be mocked, and when we destroy 40 million little innocent babies, we make God mad. I really believe that the pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians who are actively trying to make that an alternative lifestyle, the ACLU, People for the American Way, all of them who tried to secularize America, I point the thing in their face and say, you helped this happen.
By redefining God's institution of marriage,
tratando de redefinir la institución del matrimonio,
we cannot,
no podemos,
allow them to redefine marriage,
permitir que ellos traten de redefinir el matrimonio,
and unleash this chaos on America,
y que suelten este caos en América.
I'm Jane Scrabota. Winter Wipeout TV show had broken bones and manslaughter every minute. Winter Wipeout show is produced in Holland by gays, bis, and orgiers. Why do gays like to see people perishing? Penis goes into the anus to rupture intestines. More a man does this, more likely he'll be a fatality or a homicider. Getting pleasure while the other man passes away reverberates another homicide later. UNESCO, United Nations, has gender and bioethics conferences combined. Only gays go to gender studies. Gays are the bioethic genociders in hospitals. Children can be eliminated. The feds stated in this December 11th article, the Lincoln Journal Star, page 6. Gays should not be employed in hospitals or any health occupation. Whitney Houston was found without clothes in a bathtub. Every corpse found without clothes has a partner that did away with them. Lesbians and gays rarely live past 40 years old because it is common for a partner to do away with them or they self-inflict. We want everyone to live as long as possible, to be 80 years old instead of 40 years old. Don't go gay. It's not healthy. Anus licking causes sepsis. If not given antibiotics within a half hour, they perish. Have no gays in education. A high percent of gay men in school grounds molest boys, partly because they don't have AIDS yet. Be on the side of the innocent boy who gets F's and D's a year after being molested. Don't allow hundreds of molestations a year with this equality ordinance. Where are our school teachers that should be speaking about this today? Hillary Clinton's roommate 4 years in college was Eleanor or Eddie Acheson, a gay woman, daughter of Dean Acheson. To avoid going gay like Hillary Clinton did, college students need single rooms and single gender dorms. Going lesbian is not normal. A college woman is seduced with illegal Rohypnol to go gay. Otherwise, they think it's abhorrent. Lesbian professors state, quote, wives are enslaved by their husbands, unquote. All you married councilmen know this is not true. And this is deranged thinking. Have no gays in education. The Canadian Gaetan Dugas was the first person to get AIDS in 1980. He depressed his immune system with pot. He ruptured intestines as his partner became a corpse. Candida fungus grows hugely on a corpse. AIDS is a Candida fungus disease. Roman senators went to Roman baths to be promiscuous, gay, bis, and orgiers, then went to the Colosseum to watch Christians get mauled and perish. Do gays become sadistic? Yes. They cuss after coupling, don't like the land they lay on, and 80% of those that did treason by the year 2000 were gays. Don't employ gays in military, education, health, or psychology. They are the genociders, molesters, treasonous, deranged. Gay is not a behavior, by the way. A gay is a behavior. It's not an identity. Shoplifters don't make good salespersons. Gay behaviors aren't needed for military, education, health, and psychology. Don't encourage gays. Do not harm gays. Gays can transform.
1 minute.
I have, let's see. Gays can transform to be celibate to live to be 80 years old. gay persons want to adopt children. The California Board of Education said last year children in San Francisco had the worst scholastics, failing all subjects, all grade levels. They cry all day and rape each other hetero without being told not to. Give us your molested children deranged by seeing only gays kissing. Don't ask, don't tell what you do in your bedroom, and you'll be respected for your work. Read the book Nijinsky to understand that bisexuals always become insane. A wedding dress is for a woman, not for a man. Jesus was kissed by Judas, a homo, who tried to sabotage Jesus' kind ideas. Do you choose Jesus, a celibate, or Judas, a homo? You have to choose.
The God of the Bible made the human sperm. The God of the Bible designed it, and it was not designed to be emptied into an area that is filled with feces. There is nothing for it to germinate with. It will most certainly mean the extinction of the human race. My belief is that if the medical community would just step forward and just would share with the American people what happens to the male anus, what the problems that homosexuals have with their rectums, the damage that is done, the operations that are needed to sew up their bodies, if you will, and how many of the men don't even give the stitches time to heal before they're back, they're out there practicing that wicked behavior. Some are bleeders, men who are not turned off by ingesting the feces of other men. If the truth was told, people would literally gag, and no one would want to be in a lifestyle like that. Who wants to practice anything that's going to ultimately lead a grown man to by the time he's in his 40s or 50s or whatnot, having to wear a diaper or a, quote, butt plug, end quote, just to be able to contain the bowels?
Being gay is not normal!
This is
RVA
News.com.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's the man. The man.
Welcome to The Bope Show.
When people talk about homosexuality, they often ask, is it a choice?
I heard it is.
Hello, what's your name?
Christian.
Well, Christian, let's see what the latest science has to say.
Oh, that.
To help us, here are two gay people, George and Martha. Before we can answer, is it a choice, we must first determine what it means to be gay. How do you know you're a homosexual?
The same way you know that you're straight.
Since the 19th century, many theories about homosexuality have been offered that are untestable and contradictory.
Male homosexuality is the result of an absent father and an overbearing mother.
See ya.
Stand up straight, dear.
And the female homosexual has never recovered from her anger over not having the penis. She wishes to avenge her perceived castration by taking another female as her sexual object.
You're kidding me, right?
Well, I've always been told that homosexuality is unnatural.
Is it? In fact, homosexual relations are common in nature, including zebras, baboons, dolphins, sheep, buffalo, ducks, foxes, elephants, horses, gorillas, moose, house cats, pigs, mice, rabbits, swans, and lions, to name a few.
Well, okay, but we're not animals. Human beings have free will.
You don't just decide who to love.
Settle down there, Martha. Christian does have a point, but let's take a look at the most recent scientific evidence. As they study sexual orientation, scientists are currently looking at three main areas: genes, hormones, and birth order. Of course, most of these studies focus only on male sexuality. Sorry, Martha.
What a shock.
Let's first look at studies of identical twins.
Hi.
When one identical twin is a gay man, the other twin is gay up to 70% of the time, far higher than would occur if genes played no role. In fact, these studies show that genes play a greater role in determining sexual orientation than they do in whether or not you're right or left-handed. And we don't punish the left-handed. Well, not anymore.
Let's get it!
Scientists have recently noticed a striking statistical phenomenon. Studies show that having older brothers increases the odds of a boy being homosexual.
Moms always baby the youngest, making them gay.
No, that's not it. When a woman is pregnant with a boy, scientists are realizing that her female body often sees the male fetus as a foreign object and begins to produce antibodies against it. The more boys a woman has, the more adept her body becomes at feminizing the fetus, which may explain why with every successive boy, the odds that he will be gay go up significantly.
All right, maybe you all accept it, but what about those people who started out gay and say they became straight by discovering God? What about ex-gay ministries?
Even so-called ex-gay ministries don't claim to change a person's inner sexual desires, just his or her sexual conduct.
We're still gay.
If these places really work, why don't they all use the same technique? Why does each ministry experiment its own way?
Well...
And why have so many members and leaders recanted earlier claims that they were changed?
Maybe these programs don't work for everyone, but what's the harm?
How about the feelings of shame and guilt they instill and reinforce in their victims? Or the money, energy, and time they sap from people who have nothing wrong with them?
Says you.
Well, in point of fact, not just George says that, Christian. The American Medical Association, the American Psychiatric Association, the American Psychological Association, the American Psychoanalytic Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the National Association of Social Workers have all stated that homosexuality should not be treated as a mental disorder, and that they oppose attempts at reparative or conversion therapy, and that sexual orientation is not a choice and cannot be changed.
So that's it. I'm supposed to believe that it's not a choice just because all those doctors and scientists say so?
Or you could just ask us.
I do know this one girl named Heather who goes back and forth, but she's
Shut up.
I'm a shy boy, you're the coy boy, and you know what? Homo sapien too. I'm a cruiser, you're the loser.
Last one.
Oh, what a gay day. Oh, what a gay day. Sing down to your say. What a gay day. Oh, what a gay day. Oh, what a gay day. Clap hands and you'll say. What a gay day.
I heard Bill Smith, my neighbor, come home the other night. Knew by his wife shouting that he was very tight. As she hit him with the frying pan, I dashed him to the fray. And as I picked him off the floor, I heard him quietly say,
oh, what a gay day, oh, what a gay day. Sing out and you'll say, what a gay day. Oh, what a gay day, oh, what a gay day. Clap hands and you'll say, what a gay day.
His wife's a learner driver, they've got a brand new car. He took her down a country lane, she skidded on some tar. Went through a hedge into a field and through a stack of hay. They landed in a duck pond and Fred was heard to say,
oh, what a gay day, oh, what a gay day. Sing out and you'll say, what a gay day. Oh, what a gay day, oh, what a gay day. Clap hands and you'll say, what a gay day.
Well, that's my little story, and I hope I've cheered you up. If things are looking miserable, there's no need to give up. There's lots of other people as miserable as sin. So put a smile upon your face and come on now, let's sing.
Oh, what a gay day, oh, what a gay day. Sing out and you'll say, what a gay day. Oh, what a gay day, oh, what a gay day. Clap hands and you'll say, what a gay day. Oh, what a gay day, oh, what a gay day.
An afternoon alone with my favorite book, Broadway Musicals of the 1940s. No roommate to bother me. How could it get any better than this?
Oh, hi, Rod!
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Rod, you'll never guess what happened to me on the subway this morning. This guy was smiling at me and talking to me.
Mm, that's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
He was being real friendly, and I think he was coming on to me. I think he might have thought I was gay.
So why are you telling me this? Hmm? Why should I care? I don't care. What'd you have for lunch today?
Well, you don't have to get all defensive, Rod.
Oh, my God, why do I care about some gay guy you met, okay? I am trying to read.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Rod. I just think it's something we should be able to talk about.
Well, I do not want to talk about it, Nikki. This conversation is over.
Yeah, but Rod...
Over!
Well, okay. But just so you know, if you were gay... that'd be okay. I mean, 'cause hey, I'd like you anyway. Because you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not gay.
Nikki, please, I am trying to read. What?
If you were queer,
Nikki,
I'd still be here.
Nikki, I am trying to read this
year
book.
After year,
Nikki,
because you're dear to me. And I know that you would accept me too.
I would?
If I told you today.
Hey, guess what? I'm gay.
But I'm not gay. I'm happy just being with you.
I'm in shoes, pal Joey.
So what should it matter to me what you do in bed with guys?
Nikki, that is wrong.
No, it's not. If you were gay, I'd shout, hooray!
I am not listening.
And here I'd stay.
La, 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 la.
But I wouldn't get in your way. You can count on me to always be beside you every day to tell you it's okay. You were just born that way. And as they say, it's in your DNA. You're gay.
I am not gay.
If you were gay.
I love women, but I'm thinking of giving in. I love women, but what's the point in arguing with the men from boarding schools and building sites who've told me I'm a homosexual all my life? One step past embankment and the cops begin. Hell hath no fury, like an insecure Englishman. You don't need psychoanalysts to translate this. There is an open homosexual in our midst. The homosexual, they call me, it's all the same to me. That specter they projected, I will now pretend to be. Since their neurosis is what passes for normality, it's okay with me if I'm queer. Since their tone deafness is called the love of music, I won't disabuse them. I'll make love with their women. I'll make them sing notes of pleasure. Their husbands will never hear. I love women, but I take them by surprise, pretending absolute indifference to their breasts and thighs. Like their hairdressers and dressmakers, I hear confessionals reserved for homosexual professionals. As I put their feet in stirrups with my limp wrist, a trick I learned from a homosexual gynecologist. I recall the words my first girlfriend ended our first date with. I feel privileged you chose me to go straight with. The homosexual, they call me, it's all the same to me. That specter they projected, I will now pretend to be. Since their neurosis is what passes for normality, it's okay with me if I'm queer. Since their tone deafness is called the love of music, I won't disabuse them. I'll make love with their women. I'll make them sing notes of pleasure. Their husbands will never hear. You who called me shirtlifter in chemistry class, you who sniggered, look out for your ass. Now your women wash your shirts, now your kids are born, baby. Look out for your horns. Called me teapot, you plagued me with your bile. Guess who I've got coming to the boil? Why not grab the nettle? I'll settle for being the kettle if you're the pot. I take my tea like my revenge, sweet and hot. The homosexual, they call me, it's all the same to me. That specter they projected, I will now pretend to be. Since their neurosis is what passes for normality, it's okay with me if I'm queer. Since their tone deafness is called the love of music, I won't disabuse them. I'll make love with their women. I'll make them sing notes of pleasure. Their husbands will never hear. That homosexual you call me, it's all the same to me. That specter you projected, I will not pretend to be. Since your neurosis is what passes for normality, it's okay with me if I'm queer. Since your tone deafness is called the love of music, I won't disabuse you. I'll make love with your woman. I'll make her sing notes of pleasure that you'll never hear. Never in a million years. No.
cherry, butter my jam. We'll be right back.
for those who graduate from high school, get a job, and marry before they have their first child, the probability that they will be poor is 2%. But if those things are absent, 76% will be poor. Culture, what you believe, what you value, how you live, matters. Now, as fundamental as these principles are, they may become topics of democratic debate from time to time. So it is today with the enduring institution of marriage. Marriage is a relationship between one man and one woman.
Tell you, as I said, I've been going through an evolution on this issue. I've always been adamant that gay and lesbian Americans should be treated fairly and equally. And that's why, in addition to everything we've done in this administration, rolling back Don't Ask, Don't Tell, so that outstanding Americans can serve our country, whether it's no longer defending the Defense Against Marriage Act, which tried to federalize what has historically been state law, I've stood on the side of broader equality for the LGBT community. And I had hesitated on gay marriage, in part because I thought civil unions would be sufficient, that was something that would give people hospital visitation rights and other elements that we take for granted. I was sensitive to the fact that for a lot of people, the word marriage was something that evokes very powerful traditions, religious beliefs, and so forth. But I have to tell you that over the course of several years, as I talk to friends and family and neighbors, when I think about members of my own staff who are incredibly committed monogamous relationships, same-sex relationships, who are raising kids together. When I think about those soldiers or airmen or Marines or sailors who are out there fighting on my behalf and yet feel constrained, even now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is gone, because they're not able to commit themselves in a marriage. At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
This episode of The Pope Show was brought to you by...
This episode of The Pope Show is brought to you by... Brought to you by...
RVA News.com